Numbers, chapter 12. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Cushite woman whom he had married, for he had married a Cushite woman. And they said, Has Yahweh indeed spoken only with Moses? Has he not spoken also with us? And Yahweh heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek, above all among men who were on the face of the earth. And Yahweh spoke suddenly to Moses, and to Aaron, and to Miriam, You three come out to the tent of meeting. And the three of them came out. And Yahweh came down in a pillar of cloud, and stood at the door of the tent, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, Now hear my words, if there is a prophet among you, I Yahweh will make myself known to him in a vision, I will speak with him in a dream. My slave Moses is not so, he is faithful in all my house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, even manifestly, and not in dark speeches, and the form of Yahweh he will see. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my slave, against Moses? And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud removed from over the tent, and, look, Miriam was leprous, as white as snow, and Aaron looked on Miriam, and saw that she was leprous. And Aaron said to Moses, Oh, my Lord, don't lay, I pray you, sin on us, for that we have done foolishly, and for that we have sinned. Don't let her, I pray, be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried to Yahweh, saying, Heal her, O God, I urge you. And Yahweh said to Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut up outside the camp 7 days, and after that she will be brought in again. And Miriam was shut up outside the camp 7 days, and the people didn't journey until Miriam was brought in again. And afterward the people journeyed from Hazeroth, and encamped in the wilderness of Paran.